Well, I want to start this morning by saying it's good to finally be here. It's been a long time coming. I said to someone just before we started that you find out these days that you're moving very early and you then have to wait in anticipation for the day when you actually commence at your new appointment. But it's great to be here. We're settling into our new home and ministry and life here in Sydney. I would just briefly like to take this opportunity, I don't suspect they're watching, but to thank Majors Grant and Sharon for all their preparation for our arrival, not just for me, but for David and Josiah as well. It's been great to be able to come into this place, this magnificent facility that I know has caused them a lot of pain over many years, and I'm grateful for that. And also to the many people, some of you who are here this morning who have already welcomed us to Sydney, it's really good to be here and we're looking forward to the days ahead. Also to Major Robin for coming this morning and for doing the installation. Thank you. And that verse that you shared with us from Luke chapter 4, David and I were commissioned as part of the Heralds of the Good News session, and that was our verse. So there you go, the verse that Jesus quoted from Isaiah. Well, I'm the second of four children, and growing up, I have very vivid memories of watching movies, sometimes on Friday or Saturday nights with our family. Not all our family, but some of us would sit down and watch a movie. Well, for the younger people in the congregation this morning, I'm too old that, you know, we didn't have Netflix and you didn't stream things. And if you wanted to watch a movie, you had to wait for it to come on channel 7, 9 or 10. They were the only channels we had. And if you didn't come onto the cinema, onto the TV, you'd have to go to the cinema to watch it. Well, one of the movies that I would always hang out to watch was The Sound of Music. But there's only a certain part of The Sound of Music I liked. I liked it once Maria left the convent and before the Nazis started to chase them. So really only the part where they were living in the nice house with the children was the part that I liked with all the beautiful music. And I'm not really sure if it was the movie I liked or Julie Andrews herself. So I suspect probably the latter. I still love Mary Poppins to this day. But one of the songs, I'm sure you all know the movie well, it tells a story, for the younger people, of Maria, who was in the convent, and she would rather spend her days singing and dancing on the hills than actually in prayer and meditation being a good nun. So they sent her away from the convent to go and become the governess of seven children. And as she's leaving the convent, she sings a song that says, I have confidence in sunshine, I have confidence in rain, I have confidence that spring will come again. Strength doesn't lie in numbers, strength doesn't lie in wealth. All I trust, I give my heart to. I have confidence in alone, besides which you see, I have confidence in me. Confidence. What do you have confidence in? The weather? I grew up in Melbourne, so no confidence in the weather. Your family, friends, money, the government, Jesus. Well, Maria von Trapp stated that she had confidence in herself. But for a few minutes this morning, I want to just look at that psalm that we heard that in the Good News Bible is titled A Prayer of Confidence. This psalm, believed to have been written by David, the future king of Israel, was written at a time when David was on the run from Saul. Saul wanted to kill him. And I think that knowing that little bit of information helps to put these words into context. Effectively, David was a fugitive and he was fearing for his life. And so he commences these words, this prayer to God, protect me, O God, I trust in you for safety. He's hiding out, and protection over his life seemed to be his number one concern. He was fearful in the dark days, but what does he have confidence in? He has confidence in God. Protect me, O God. Protect me, Almighty God. David trusts in God for his protection. And he continues to pray and he says, you are my Lord. All the good things I have come from you. Why does he have confidence in God? Because he knows that God has protected him and provided for him before, and therefore he knows that God will do it again. But not only did David know this truth for himself, he knew it for the generations of people who had come before him. And as Major Robin has already said this morning, he knew about the Israelites. We heard about the Israelites traveling in the wilderness for 40 years. David knew that God had brought them through the wilderness. David knew that God had led them out of slavery in Egypt. David knew that God had split the Red Sea for the people to walk through. David knew the God of history, that the God of history provided for his people. And therefore, he knew and he believed that God would provide for him. He knew God in this closer, personal way. And even in these days that were challenging, when he's fearing for his life, David could say, you are my Lord and all the good things I have come from you. So his prayer comes from both his own personal experience and the history that he'd seen in with his people. David continues these words to God and he says, how excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. Having moved here from Adelaide, I must say that we've been extremely fortunate with restrictions around COVID and the number of cases that we've experienced in South Australia. That is apart from our 2.5-day lockdown that you might have heard about with the pizza box scandal. But I'm aware that isolation has been a very big part of this pandemic. The majority of our families, we're both from large families, live in Victoria, and we would hear almost daily from one of them about how life was going and what they were experiencing on a daily basis. But more often than not, the conversations were about the fact that they couldn't see anybody, that they couldn't share with their friends and with extended family. I think for most people who are living in isolation or who are in seclusion, hiding from their enemies as David was, all they long to do is to share with others. After all, that's how we were created. We were designed to be in community. And David was no different. He was alone, and so he reflects on what would be better. This takes nothing away from David's relationship with God. He trusts in God, but rather to trust in God and to be with faithful people complement each other, don't they? Yes, Lord, I trust in you. You will protect me. I am in your presence no matter where I am, but how I long to be in the presence of some of your faithful people as well. I'm sure that many of you know this to be true for yourselves, how good it is to gather with like-minded people, whether it be in large corporate worship settings like this or in smaller groups, just to be able to meet together, to praise and worship together, to pray together, to simply commune with one another. The Lord's faithful people are excellent, and I long to be with them. But those who rush to other gods, said David, who worship other things and make sacrifices, I'm not going to join them. My devotedness is to the one true God. When I was 11 years old, our family moved to the Salvation Army Training College in Melbourne. My parents, who are now retired Salvation Army officers, were appointed to the college to be on the staff. And one of the jobs that my dad had whilst he was there was to display a scripture verse on a board that looked something like this. Anyone seen those boards? This board was in the foyer at the training college on a stand. And my dad would select this verse and he would painstakingly put the letters into the board. And whoever walked in and out of the training college would see the verse that was on the board. Now, I have no idea how long the verse would stay there for any one time. But I do remember all those years ago a verse that he put on to this particular board. And I saw it every day when I was leaving to go to school, when I was returning home from school, or when reception was closed and we were running amok in the foyer of the training college. Not that I ever did that. But the verse said this: "You, Lord, are all I have. You give me all I need, and my future is in your hands." This has been one of my favourite scripture verses, and it's the fifth verse of this psalm that we just heard. And in fact, a few years ago, a friend of mine put together this poster for me that has hung in my last two office spaces that I had to unpack on Friday to bring and show you, but there's a picture of it on the screen. "You, Lord, are all I have. You give me all I need. My future is in your hands." In the environment that David grew up, the Israelites were secure in the possession of a portion and inheritance of the promised land. This was provided to them by God. But David currently finds himself in an uncertain position. Yes, he's already declared that God has given to him what he needs, but he is then in this space where he's thinking about his future. In 1 Samuel 26, you can read the narrative of David being pursued by Saul. And during this time, he questions whether he will have all he needs. And he wonders about his future. But by the time he writes these words, composes this psalm, he seems to have changed his tune a little. "You, Lord, are all I have. You give me all I need. My future is in his hands." He's content with what God has given him, and he's content with what will be given to him in the days ahead because he trusts the Lord God Almighty. His future is in God's hands. My future is in God's hands. Our future, the future of the Salvation Army Parramatta, is in God's hands. Over these last few days, in preparation for this morning, I've once again been reflecting on the faithfulness of God. And I am reminded of everything that has happened in my life to bring me to this place. And like David, I can pray, "You are my Lord. All the good things I have come from you." Even when I think of all the practical things that have fallen into place for us to move to Sydney. We've left our eldest son, Noah, in Adelaide. He's 18 and a half. So that's an interesting experience. I now get phone calls about things like, "Mum, the washing machine, Mum, the toilet, Mum, the this, Mum, the that." But it all fell into place for him to be able to move into his new home. God has provided for us what we need. And I can say with complete certainty that I know that he will continue to do so, not just for me, but for us as the body of Christ. Throughout the next few verses, David continues to praise God, his God who guides him and keeps him and protects him. And he concludes the psalm by describing the joy and total security that God's faithful care provides. He says, "And so I am thankful and glad, and I feel completely secure because you protect me from the power of death. I've served you faithfully, and you will not abandon me to the world of the dead. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasure forever." Well, as we've already said this morning, today, you, all of you, and I, the Salvation Army, Parramatta and I, we embark on a new journey an exciting one, one that I'm really looking forward to. And whilst this psalm is the testimony of David, I believe that it's also the testimony, the story of me and of this place. For in this place, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, reigns. We do not worship false gods. We only worship the one true God. God has provided for Parramatta for so many years. And I'm not just talking about this magnificent facility that we're sitting in, but I'm talking about you, the people who are actually the church. All of this comes from him. He's a God of history. We have seen what he has done before. And we're gathered here as his faithful people, and what a gift it is to be able to worship with you today. But we look to him for the days ahead, for the future, knowing that he has great things in store for us. And so I am thankful and glad, so very thankful, because we have confidence. We can pray this prayer of confidence that God will continue to provide for us exactly what we need, and we can trust him because our future is in his hands. Shall we pray? Our God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here in this place. We thank you that we can come and we can worship you as the one true God. We thank you that we can trust you, that we know what you have done in the past that you will continue to do for us. We know also that you have great plans for this place. And as we embark on this new journey together, as we step into the next part, the next story of Parramatta Selvos, Lord, our prayer is that you would guide us, that you would lead us, and that we would step out in faith and that we would trust you and that we would continue to be your faithful people. And so I pray a blessing over each person that is here today. May they continue to walk in the path that you have planned for them. And may we continue to do that as your people, I pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.